Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
You want to get out of here so bad, then go. Go!
Yeah, I'll go! Yeah, I'll go!
Go!
I'll go! And I'll be gone forever! I won't even look back!
Well, you are.
I said shut up, you little insect.
Well, she is.
Do not shout at the table. Honey?
Kids, listen to your mother.
In any parent-child relationship, conflicts are inevitable. But sometimes we as parents clash with our kids simply because we're trying to raise them based on a style of parenting that really doesn't work for us. Finding the right parenting style involves understanding three components: your personality type, your spouse's personality type, and the personalities of each of your kids. Now, that might sound like a huge challenge, but it's really a lot easier than you think. Dr. John Trent joins me today for a discussion about discovering your parenting style, so stay with us. I'm Jim Burns, and Homeward starts right now.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Today on the program, John Trent is going to join us, and Dr. Trent has written a number of popular parenting books. He's talking today with us about discovering your parenting style, and boy, I'll tell you what, if you benefited from Dr. Gary Chapman's conversations about love languages and apology languages, you're going to be blessed by this conversation with Dr. John Trent about discovering your parenting style, because during the next half hour, you may discover that the reason you and your spouse are having a hard time with one of your kids is not so much that the kids at fault or that either one of you, it's just that you have different parenting styles and they're clashing with each other. So let's get into it right now. Part one of today's program, here's Dr. Jim Burns. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. We are privileged today to have Dr. John Trent with us. Discovering your parenting style. Very, very important and very practical. Dr. John Trent is the president of the Center for Strong Families and strongfamilies.com. It's an organization that trains leaders to build and lead marriage and family programs in their communities. He is one of my favorite conference speakers. Great to have you back, John. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks. Great to be with you again.
Now, you've written a great book. It's called Parenting from Your Strengths, Understanding Strengths and Valuing Differences in Your Home. Very, very practical. When it comes to parenting styles, there seems to be no normal way of raising kids. Healthy families are cultivated by moms and dads who parent from their strengths rather than looking to a cultural norm for guidance. But that's a hard thing to do, it seems like. And you actually begin your book with a story about someone you call the Evans family. Why don't you fill us in on that family vacation?
Well, you know, for a lot of us, we just think in our minds, you know, have this beautiful picture of a vacation, and for this family, it was going on a Colorado ski trip, and of course, it works great until they actually get there, you know, and then they go up in the mountain, and one of them, you know, falls right off on the ski lift, and the other one gets separated from everybody, and ends up skiing down a black diamond, and they're a beginner skier, and then the best part is one of the kids skis over, and I don't know if you've skied in Colorado, but there's several places in the country where you can literally, if you get on the right or the wrong, in this case, ski lift, it'll take you to another mountain. And so this kid actually is way ahead of the parents and gets on the wrong ski lift, and they don't realize that he's on another mountain, you know. And so the story really begins with this mom, and she would give anything for what? A GPS system, you know, a global positioning system that would let her figure out where are we, because they are all over the map. And that's, in a real way, that's where a lot of people are when it comes to parenting, is they just want to get on the same page. And so that's what we'll get to talk about today.
Sure, and a lot of times we aren't on the same page. We want our kids to grow up and grow spiritually, but we kind of allow it to happen by circumstance and chance. We want this normal existence and be as normal as possible. But one of the things that you say, it's actually a wrong way to parent because there is no normal.
Well, you know, we do. We tell people to be abnormal because for the average person, it's all reaction.
Sure.
You know, let's just react. And then the kids do something and react. And think about this at work, Jim. We when do you want to set a policy? I mean, the best time to set a policy is before you need the policy. I mean, what usually happens at work is we set a policy after something has happened that is negative, you know? Well, the same thing's true, I think, with parents. What we're trying to get parents to do is say, listen, you know, the way a GPS, I learned some really cool stuff when researching this book about how global positioning really works, you know? But you have to have three fixed points to triangulate and figure out really where you're at. There's this satellite up in space that's a constant, right? And that doesn't move. Well, then you've got where you are, and then you've got, which is the handheld device, like for example, or in your car, that receiver. But then there's another place on Earth, and there's a bunch of these different relay centers all across the country where when you triangulate those three positions, all of a sudden, you know, right where you're at. And that's what we try to get parents to do, to say, okay, God's word is unchanging, and that's your true north. But you also need to know what are your strengths as a parent and what are the strengths of your kids. And so you take all three of those, God's word, you know, tied in with who are your kids uniquely and fearfully, and who are you and your spouse if you're married. And once you can understand those three things kind of put together, that's a tremendous way to parent from your strength.
You're recommending that parents have a parenting plan. You spend about 300 hours preparing for the baby to arrive, but then we spend no time in creating this plan, this GPS that you're talking about. Is that the norm? Most people just don't have a plan.
Well, that's true. And again, you know, without a target, it is really hard to hit it, you know. And so for a lot of parents, again, what we encourage them is, start by, for example, you know, understanding your own strengths, because once you do, then you're going to understand four predictable areas of conflict that every parent is going to face.
Okay, now talk about that. Help us work through that.
Well, to get to that and to talk about these four predictable areas of conflict that you're going to face as a parent. Also, you're going to face them at work and if you're married with your spouse, you know. But it starts by understanding what are your strengths. And to do that, we have people take this little instrument that helps them get a word picture of what are their core strengths as a person. And can I go over that real quick?
Sure, please do.
Okay. Well, real quickly, there are some people listening that are like lions, and they are the take charge, charge up the hill. I mean, those are the people that think that stoplights are a tool of Satan, you know, basically. You know, when they go on vacation, they don't stop the car, because if they ever did, all the people they were passing on the freeway start passing them, you know. And so you don't have to motivate them, you just have to point them. And if you have a lion child, they're the ones that are letting you live at home, you know, because they're the boss. And when they grow up, they tend to be the boss, or at least they think they are. So that's some of the people you've got that are like lions.
And we have a lion in our house. I'm glad that they are letting us still live in our home right now.
Right. Well, now, but now think about this. One of the things we get parents to realize is that what understanding where you are on that lion scale is hugely important, because it'll point out one of the first predictable areas of conflict as a parent, and that is, are you aggressive or passive when it comes to dealing with problems? And what I'm getting at is the more lion characteristics you have, the more you're going to typically pounce on a problem, just jump on it. Hey, here's a problem. Here's a solution, right? You know, so the little kid puts their glass of milk right on the edge of the table, and you go, okay, now there's a potential problem, so move that in right now. And maybe they're, you know, not a lion, and they're going, I'm not going to knock it over, and boom, you know, they knock it over. Well, you know, they've got a solution for the problem now. Go to your room, no dinner, you know. And so for a lot of people, but Jim, let me ask you a question. As a parent, can you solve every problem aggressively?
No. You want to sometimes if you're that kind of person, but no, you absolutely can't.
I mean,
sure.
How many of us have worked for somebody where they solve every problem aggressively, and the more complex the problem, what, the more we need somebody that's got low lion strength? And so what we really talk about is we help people say, okay, where are you on this continuum? If you're high on the lion scale, you're like an infielder. If you watched, you know, in the World Series or in the playoffs, what you get to watch is infielders and outfielders, right?
Right.
Well, outfielders they are taught to take a step, what? Back. How come? When the ball's hit, or to the side. And that's because it's easier. It's all about triangulation. They have to make sure they're going in the right direction to cut off the ball. But the infielders, what's their first step? Is to take a step forward. And so what we get parents to look at is, okay, when it comes to problems, that's the first inescapable, you know, challenge that parents are going to face. Let's say you've got one parent that's an aggressive problem solver and one that's a passive problem solver. They're at the bottom of that Lyon scale. Let me tell you, if you don't do some talking about how do we solve problems in this home, then that's going to cause some real predictable conflict.
Well, let's talk about how we do that in just a moment. We're going to take a break. More to come in just a moment. Don't go away. I'm Jim Burns. Today we're talking about discovering your parenting style. Very, very important. You need a plan, and we're going to help you get that plan today. Here you go, Roger.
Okay. Well, Dr. John Trend is a regular contributor to the Homeward broadcast, and of course, we value his insight on discovering your parenting style. We'll have more of this conversation in just a moment. I want to take this reminder, this quick break here to remind you that Dr. Jim Burns has written a book called Confident Parenting, and if you want to eliminate some of the hassles in the parenting season in your home, get a little confidence, and once you figure out what your style is, you can carry it out confidently. For ordering information for Dr. Jim Burns' book, Confident Parenting, go to homeward.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Have you ever paid your son or your daughter a compliment and then wondered how much they appreciated it? Well, the answer to that question is more than you'll ever know.
Sweetheart, that was so nice of you to send your grandmother a note. You're always so thoughtful.
Great job, son. You put a lot of hard work into this project, and it shows.
I'm Jim Burns, and today's Homeward Snapshot centers on the power of a compliment. Mark Twain once said, "I can live for 2 months on one good compliment." I believe it, and I know that's what most kids believe also. The fact is, we all crave affirmation, and we'll do almost anything to get it. Just remember that whoever gives your kids praise and attention has power over them. And if you don't praise your children, someone else will. They need to hear it from you, their parents. For a free copy of my new tip sheet called The Power of a Compliment, go to homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns. Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Dr. John Trent, what a privilege to have him with us here on the Homeward broadcast. We're talking about discovering your parenting style and how we as parents need a GPS, a parenting plan. So many of us just simply don't. We got married. We were excited about having children. And the next thing we know, we're allowing circumstance and chance to raise our children, or we're doing it in ways that we don't want to do. Today, John is helping us think through this whole idea of parenting from your strengths. John, right before the break, we were talking about how the lion, and there's an aggressive parent and a passive parent, and that seems to happen so often. Do you marry somebody who has a different strength than you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, everybody says, you know, opposites attract, and that is certainly true. I mean, you know, my wife and I'm, you know, right-handed, she's left-handed, I'm a night person, she's a morning person. You know, she wants the toilet paper to go off the top of the roll. I just want it there. I don't really care, you know. And so we take these differences that attract us, and then all of a sudden we add kids in, and now, you know, again, we are setting ourselves up a lot of times if we don't carve out time to get a plan and to talk about that, then it's going to be very challenging when kids come in, because our default settings will be, you know, very, very, you know, different. So, you know, for one parent, they may be saying, well, you know, okay, go to your room with no dinner. And then the other one, you know, if they're on the softer side, may go in and say, okay, well, now here's a hot dog, you know, but no bun, you know, this is punishment, you know. So there's that sense in which we can end up very easily at the North Pole and the Pole, South Pole, if we're not careful.
Yeah, at least communicate clearly what we expect, and a lot of parents just simply don't do that. Now, you talked about the lion. Talk to us about the otter.
Well, you know, one of the things we help parents realize is that we all have these unique gifts. In 1 Corinthians, it says we're not all eyes, we're not all ears, you know. We're different parts of the body, and one way to picture that is with these animals. We looked at, you know, lions, and they're the take charge up the hill, You know, the way you motivate them is by telling them you can't do that, and then they'll go out and do it. You know,
right.
Well, the otters are real different. Otters love to yak. They go into talk radio. They love people. They know thousands of people. They just don't know anybody's name.
Right.
Have you noticed that? You know, and so everybody's bro or cowboy. I mean,
right.
I lived in Texas. What a great place to be an otter, because everybody's cowgirl and hey cowboy, hey cowgirl, and then you don't have to know their name, you know. But they're fun loving. They if they're in high school, they start their term papers when, you know, the night before. Why hurry, you know? And when they grow up, do they balance the checkbook, otters? No, they just switch banks, you know. So now they finally know what their balance is, you know. But they're very creative. They love to start things, and those are the otters, you know, where we're very enthusiastic.
Now, when you have a kid who is like that, and you look at them and you say, my goodness, I mean, this kid is shallow. I mean, they're fantastic. You enjoy being with them, but you kind of go, gosh, let's go deeper. Do you try to help them go deeper, or do you just say, know what, this is the person that they're going to be?
Well, you know, unfortunately, my precious, awesome wife, Cindy, you know, married me, and I can remember, and I'm real high on the otter, and I mean, that's literally, we would go out, like, you know, and she'd want to talk, and I'd want to go to a movie, you know.
Right.
And I can remember her literally saying to me, is this as deep as you get? And and I remember saying, well, yeah, this is pretty much it. What do you mean? And so it's good for otters to understand that with some people, like my wife, it is very important to learn to go deeper. But once we can understand what our default setting is, because we all have these natural gifts and bents, then that way we can begin to make some, you know, changes to help, you know, become, add more or understand more where somebody else is at and begin to blend differences. But it starts by understanding what's our natural strength.
And so the next one is the Golden Retriever. Kathy and I and our kids, we have a Golden Retriever. His name is Hobie.
Cool.
We love this dog.
Yeah.
And I like the Golden Retrievers. I've learned about your material. So tell us about the Golden Retriever.
Well, they typically tend to be just like that Golden Retriever in your house, probably very sensitive and
right.
compassionate. They can sense the mood if somebody's sick. It's almost like they'll get up on the bed if you let them up on the bed, you know, because they just, you know, you put your hand down and they'll put their head under your hand, so you'll pet them, you know. And so what a Golden Retriever is, they're team players. They're sensitive. When they're young, they're actually the kind of kids that'll send themselves to time out. I mean, think about that. I mean, lion kids send you to time out,
right,
you know.
Right.
But the Golden Retrievers are the very sensitive, caring, compassionate. They buy 18 to 20 boxes of Girl Scout cookies every year because it's genetically impossible to say one small but very important word, which is what? You know, it's no. Right? So, but they're great to have on a team. They're great to have in a family.
What's the negative side of that?
Well, that's what I was just going to get at, but they are so soft on people that sometimes they're way too soft on problems.
Mm.
So typically they'll tend to just say, let's just give it a week.
Right.
Well, what's 2 weeks? It's only been 6 months. What's a year? You know, so sometimes they are so soft on people that they don't, you know, they really need the strength of a lion to stand up sometimes and to really deal with problems. But they're great people, and those are the Golden Retrievers.
So, and part of this process is just understanding these strengths, understanding these folks, and then as we come back and we deal more with conflict, then you begin to learn how does a Golden Retriever who just wants harmony at all costs really deal with a lion. If you're, let's say you're a Golden Retriever mom and you got a lion kid,
you have
to learn these things. Sure.
It's huge. And then when you realize that, and like the last one, I'll give you a quick example. The last category we talk about are beavers, and beavers are detailed and organized. Like, for example, on the class ring at Caltech is a beaver. On the class ring at MIT is a beaver, because beavers are like God's little architects. You know, they just do things right and by the book. So these are the kinds of people that actually have sock drawers, you know, roll up their socks, and the hangers go the same way in the closet. And at the Christmas party, they're the only ones who remember to bring the food, you know, because it was on their list, you know. So they're detailed and follow through. And let me give you an example of why this is so important for the people that are listening. You know, they need to understand where they're at and where their kids are at, and that God places us, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 18, he places us in the body right where he wants to be. Do I have time to tell you a real quick story?
Absolutely. Let's close it off with this story.
There's a mom, there's a lion mom, okay, big-time lion mom, and she has this precious beaver retriever kid. So very sensitive and very detailed, right? Mom would come home, and mom's got her in every soccer league and everything she can after school, but she also wants to get her homework done, so she goes into this little girl's room. She's about 10, takes an egg timer, puts it next to this 10-year-old beaver retriever, and tick, 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 okay, you got 20 minutes, you got to get all your homework done before we go to practice, go right now. Now, that would motivate a lion, right? You know, a ticking clock right next to him. But when you put golden retrievers under tremendous time pressure, do they speed up or do they slow down? I mean, typically they'll tend to slow down. When you're a beaver, too, they want to do everything right. So now the mom comes in after 20 minutes roaring that it's time to go. The kid's only got 2 homework problems done, and she's now roaring at the kid saying, "You're defying me." And it wasn't until we were able to slow him down, sit him down, and say, "Who did God uniquely create you and your kids?" That's when all of a sudden the egg timer went away, and she began to realize, man, I need to be in there actually sitting beside her and working with her on some of these problems. And that's when their relationship began to change, all based on the fact they began to parent from their strengths and understand really who God created them to be.
Well, that really is so, so important, and it means that each child is different, uniquely gifted by God. Each parent is different, uniquely gifted by God. And well, we've got a lot more to talk about, so I've got to ask you to come back next time so we can fill in some of the blanks that we've created in today's conversation. Great conversation today, John.
Thanks.
And that concludes part one of Dr. Jim Burns' 2-part conversation with Dr. John Trent here on the Homeward Broadcast. We've been talking about discovering your parenting style. If you missed any part of this program, remember we stream audio at homeward.com. We also podcast these Monday through Friday editions of the program, and we do that through iTunes. And if you'd like to start a subscription, get into the loop of the programs that you already podcast, go to homeward.com, hit the radio broadcast tab, click on the podcast button, and it'll take you right to iTunes so you can get that subscription rolling even today. Jim, there's a lot to think about here, some really good food for thought as we consider discovering your parenting styles. There are a lot of things that we ought to be doing, or in your case, Jim, I guess we oughter be doing.
That's Dr. Otter to you, Roger.
Oh, pardon
that
me.
That is funny. You know, it's amazing when you look at these things and you say, well, that's me. No, that's me. Oh, that's mm-hmm. my child. Oh,
right.
No, that's my wife. Of course, all the good ones I look at myself on, and you know, the bad ones I throw to somebody else. Actually, I couldn't agree more that each of us as parents needs to discover our parenting style. I think it's a great comment today, great session today, and I think that John Trent and his whole team have done us parents a huge favor by developing this system to help us assess our parenting personalities, if you would.
Yeah.
I know you have the details on how our listeners can do that. But before you share that information with us, I want to conclude our time together by talking about what Kathy and I have learned about our own parenting styles and how those styles work in raising our daughters. Roger, when I was in youth ministry, I called something personally tailored discipleship. We mm-hmm. called them PTDs. And personally tailored discipleship meant that each kid in the youth group had kind of a different style of learning or a different experience. And what we would do is we would tailor the discipleship experience to each kid. Well, we have to do the same thing with our own children. In fact, when the Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go, it really means train them up in their own bent. I actually learned this from John Trent in another book.
Right.
So they have their own bent. And so the thing that we're learning here today is that we can't just do a cookie cutter approach to helping our kids grow spiritually, helping them thrive academically, but that we have to personally tailor the approach for each kid. And that is why we want to learn our parenting style. That's also why we want to know our children's own personality style, because each one is different. I'm thinking about all 3 of my girls. They all have different learning styles. They all are different animals in this piece.
Right.
I don't know that my girls want me to call them animals, but they are. And so what we have to do is learn, how do we adapt to that child? Paul said to the people in Greece something different than he said to the people in Jerusalem.
Right.
Well, in reality, that's the same way within our own family. And I think it's a great lesson for all of us to discover our own parenting style. And that's why I think John's book is so helpful to us, and then begin to use these traits to help our kids thrive and really move them from dependence to independence. And I think that's one of the ways we do that. I know you have some information about a couple of resources that can help.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. One of them, of course, is your book, Confident Parenting. We talk about the parenting style issue. Once you know what your style is, sometimes parents might want to step away from that and say, well, I don't want to be overbearing on my kids. We need to be confident parents. They need us to be intentional. They need us to be consistent. They need us to be authentic. And the Confident Parenting is a resource that will help you accomplish those goals. If you'd like to order a copy of Confident Parenting from our Homeward Online Resource Center, you can do so today at homeward.com, or you can write to us at Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, the zip code 92693, and a portion of the proceeds from that book go to supporting our ministry. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward, where parents get real answers. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.